Well, we're talking about trains this morning. We're speaking with Ken Buehler, the North Shore Scenic Railroad General Manager, talking about the possibility of the purchase of the Lighthouse at Emily's Restaurant up in Knife River. Good morning, Ken. How are you doing today?
Very fine, Chris. Good morning. And I'm speaking to you from beautiful downtown Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Oh, fantastic. Boy, are you stretching the railroad to Eau Claire now?
Well, you know, you start out going from Duluth to Two Harbors, and before you know it, you're laying track down in Eau Claire.
Absolutely. Well, tell us about this. Now, this restaurant up at Knife River, the Lighthouse at Emily's, has been around for a while. Some changes have been happening lately. And what prompted the decision for the railroad to be interested in making the purchase?
Well, we're still working on it, and we're actually thinking about buying the building and the existing operators. The Lighthouse would continue to occupy the space and run the restaurant separately from us. The building owner wants to sell, and it's been on the market for a while. And because the Emily's building is right up against the railroad tracks, our property is our property line and their property line are the same. We just thought it made a good match that the railroad would actually invest in Emily's and then, like I say, contract with the current operators of the Lighthouse Restaurant to continue operating as they have. They're good operators, and we would just own the building. But the reason for that decision was because, you know, we're just doing what cruise lines have been doing for decades, and that is own your destination. You can control it, you can manage it better, and you own it. And that's what the cruise lines do. When you're on a Disney cruise and you pull into that uncharted island and head up to the dock, and that island is owned by Disney. And the same thing with some of the bigger railroads, tourist railroads in this country. Grand Canyon owns their destination, not the Grand Canyon, but along the route, the Grand Canyon Railway does have their own destination. The Western Maryland has their destination as well. So it's not an uncommon thing to invest in some real estate and then be able to offer more different attractions along your railroad tracks. And Emily's and Knife River just seemed like a perfect destination for the North Shore Scenic Railroad. We already run from Duluth to Two Harbors, and, you know, that's not going to change. But along the way, we could drop some people off at Emily's and pick them up on the way home, maybe.
Sure. You know, I'm thinking historically, too, just railroads as they headed west, they needed to plan stops not only for their own needs to load up on coal and water, but also to feed and you know, the people along the way. The railroad towns that sprung up, they were often controlled or at least partly owned by railroads, too, historically, weren't they?
There is a historic precedence here, and yes, it's called the Harvey House. Harvey Houses were owned by the Santa Fe Railway, and they put some, well, they upped the class of a stop for a meal with the famous Harvey Girls and the Harvey Houses along the Santa Fe Railway. So you're absolutely right. There's a historic precedent for this, and we're just carrying that out, or at least that's our intention. Mm-hmm. We're going through the financing phase right now, so sure. We've made the decision. My board is looking for some more information. They're going to meet in a couple of weeks and make a final decision, but we're going through the financing stage right now.
Tell us a little bit about the railroad path now. When people in the past now, up to the present time and possibly the future, when they take the trip from Duluth to Two Harbors, have there been stops along the way in the past?
Oh, once in a while we stop at a place called Palmer's. We've had excursions that have stopped at Knife River. We do have a plan where you can take a cruise at Knife River. So, yeah, we've stopped along the way, but our main destination is Two Harbors, and that will continue. We're not changing any of the service to Two Harbors whatsoever. We're just adding a regular stop along the way in Knife River. And the North Shore Scenic Railroad and Lake Superior Railroad Museum also are having a part in managing the historic Union Depot in downtown Duluth. So we think we know a thing or two about how to run old buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, Emily's is historic. It's been in downtown Knife River since the 20s. It's been everything from a grocery store to a service station to its current barn restaurant configuration. So it's got quite a history, and as I say, we've got some experience running historic buildings. We know what to expect. Everything's going to break, and so we're I think we're prepared for this.
Cool. Well, tell me a little bit, and I realize this might be putting the cart before the horse a little bit, or perhaps the tender before the locomotive, but if this were to go through, would this be a stop that would be brief to let, as you say, people off to maybe stop in Emily's for a meal and then pick them up on the way back, or would you stop for 15, 20 minutes so people could get out, and would there be any other activities or a gift shop or something for people to, for everybody to get off and take a look if they didn't want to stay for the meal?
What we'll probably do is, as the train is going to Knife River, which would be a Friday, Saturday, Sunday train, as it's going to Knife River, we would drop one of the cars, a self-propelled Bud car in an RDC unit, and we would drop that in Knife River. The adults would probably go to Emily's for a nice meal and maybe an adult beverage. I know, and I have no parental skills whatsoever, just so you know, Chris, but I know that when I was traveling with my parents, back when we would take those horrible family vacations by car that lasted, you know, 8-9 days over the Christmas break, there you were trapped with your two sisters and my father and mother, and you were together the whole time because my dad was too cheap to buy any more than just one hotel room, that my parents would have given anything for an hour and a half or 2 hours away from the kids. So what we would do is drop the parents off at Emily's. They would have lunch. We would back the train up to a park, a public park in Knife River. And there the kids would have a box lunch provided by Emily's. And then we would go down to a public beach, and the kids would go agate hunting. This is not unlike what they do in when the Disney cruise boat docks at its island. The parents go one way, and they've got parasailing, and they've got a big barbecue and a bar and live music. The kids go the other way, and they have hot dogs and hamburgers, and a paleontologist comes to talk to them about dinosaurs. And then after that, they go further up the beach, the kids do, and they can actually dig in the sand for dinosaur bones. Parents and kids are reunited after a couple of hours. The parents get a little time by themselves. The kids get an adventure. And we would probably do the same, except we would have a geologist come and talk to them about geodes and about why this particular rock is so heavy. Well, because it's iron ore. Here's the history of iron ore. That's why we're here in northern Minnesota. And then we would take them down to the beach because the last thing we would show them would be agates, and they would go agate hunting along the beach at Knife River, not in the water, but just, you know, right along the beach. And agates are about 50 cents a piece when you buy them by the pound.
Great. Well, Ken, this sounds exciting. We'll look forward to hearing great news, hopefully good news for the North Shore Scenic Railroad as the plan moves forward. Thanks so much for time this morning.
The North Shore Scenic Railroad starts operating next month. We'll start with weekend runs. Our Lester River Express will be running, and we'll have that, and then regular season starts for the North Shore Scenic Railroad, leaving from the depot in downtown Duluth on Memorial Day weekend, and then everyday service after that through the summer, and then weekends again in September and October. And, of course, we've got our whole lineup of trains again this year, the very popular Lester River train, Two Harbors trains, hopefully the Knife River train, if all goes well. And then after that, of course, we've got our dinner trains and our very exciting murder mystery train. So all that coming up, plus Thomas the Tank Engine is coming back again this year, and he was very popular last year. We had over 15,000 people come and see Thomas, many of them up from the Twin Cities, and we expect that number to be even bigger and better this year.
Sounds great. Ken, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, bye.
Ken Buehler, the general manager of the North Shore Scenic Railroad, talking about the possibility of the North Shore Scenic Railroad purchasing the lighthouse at Emily's Restaurant up in Knife River.